on. He was there when I came here, and I've chosen to continue him. I think he's a nice boy, but I don't think it. I don't think he's ever talked to me since I've been here. He talks to Larry, and Larry, who's Kennedy's man, reports to me. And Larry sat in on this whole meeting at 10:30. So when this call came, I was sitting there with a whole room full of people on a big problem in the Middle East that's given me all kinds of hell in the Arab world. I said, gentlemen, you have to excuse me. So I called Driver and said, Mr. Driver, they tell me that you're getting ready to give some letter. And he said, well, they asked me to, but I haven't been able to clear it with you, and I haven't gone up with it yet. I said, well, what do they propose? He said, they proposed to go to June the 30th. I said, they talked to me about that this morning. I told them, no, we just couldn't do that. That would be complete abdication, as Ellender says this morning. And that would way the country would interpret it. And I just think if I just am spineless wonder on this, that you'll involve all of McNamara's bases. You'll involve every economy move I've taken. I've saved $3.5 billion on military. And these old archaic bases. Now, you just can't take that letter. Well, I said, I'm glad you told me, Mr. President, because that's what I wanted, and I'll just call them and tell them you want. So I picked up the phone and called Freeman. Well, he said, they called me up there and said, Larry told me to go on up there, and I came up there, and I thought that this would be all right. Said, I agree that it's bad and it ought to be done, and I think that we ought to settle it now. And it'll waste about $7 million on the two operations between now and June the 30th. But I had understood from Larry this is all right. So I called Larry. I said, Larry, what in the hell? Big room full of people, the president having to call all these folks. What in the hell has happened here? Oh, he said, they just talked to me about talking it over and trying to get some compromise. He said, you said at the meeting yesterday morning that you would consider this 60 days. And I just told him, yeah, that's all right. Go on up there. Well, I said, that's not what they say, and there's damn sure some screw up here. So,
Something's wrong up there in your shop, Mr. President, because...
I'm sure it is.
...that was approved up there, and Driver evidently did. He came over and met with us and agreed on the form of the letter.
Well, I think Driver was cautious enough to say he wanted to get my approval on it, and he hadn't gotten it, and I'd never heard of it. And this was during the noon hour.
Well, the situation as far as what I've tried to do in the thing is exactly like I've told you.
And I know that, and I hope...
As far as what Ellender said this morning, he was one of the ones that tried to block us to do anything on your Egyptian situation.
I know that.
And furthermore, the statement is not true because the VA amendment is a stop thing, and as the letter would be written, it's a delay thing, which is a very different thing.
Well, they felt like that from what they told me, the Morris and the boys in the house felt they could delay it until the independent officers came through.
Yeah.
They put this on independent officers, which for all effect, practical purpose would stop us. And I was hoping that the hearings that had been held before the Labor Committee and before the Veterans Committee, that they could report a bill that wouldn't require me, I wouldn't have an item veto, and wouldn't require me to veto an appropriation bill, it'd let me veto a regular bill and have the test of the sentiment there. I'm sure they've got to vote.
Is to amend the amendment, modify the amendment so that you don't have to veto. That's the whole purpose, and I called Mike, and the reason I called Mike is this, I never can get Larry. I've called Larry any number of times, and I never get him, and my contacts have been with Mike through the Kennedy administration, and up to now, I never am able to get Larry, and I'm just sorry to say it, but that's the case, he never calls me. Mike is the one who contacts me on request of the White House, and Mike is the one that I contact. I understood that was what I was going to do. That was the rule under...
I guess I should have called him individually, but I made it clear to all the leaders, and they'll tell you, to Humphrey and to Mansfield.
Nobody passed that on to us. Well, of course, Smathers, Mike, and whoever the other one...
As a matter of fact, I not only did...
members of the conference.
I not only... that's right, and I should have called the conferees. I understand that, Professor. I get that point now. But I thought that the battle was kind of being led by Mansfield, and the speaker said that he would try to make this proposal and get the suggestions to it. But I'll tell you what I did do. even after the meeting, because George was ended, I said to George, I wish that you would talk to Speller and explain fully what happened at this leadership meeting this morning. I even made another call after the meeting was over with.
You mean George?
Yes.
And they were contacting me right up to this
meeting. That's right. Well,
I was in my office till late last night trying to do something on this matter. Been trying to help in every way I knew how, and I'm most disappointed. I never even got a word of sympathy or commendation after I had handled the Egyptian thing, and then I called back on these other things to see what we could work out, and thought I was working out something that the White House was pleased with. Well,
I appreciate what you've done, and I'm grateful to you for what you've done, and I'm sorry that Manitos approved something that I never heard of.
Other than Manitos must have approved it, because Freeman told me he talked with O'Brien, and he wasn't going to deliver any letter until he had talked with the White House, and he came over with this letter, which I've got here right now, Lyndon, and then sat in with us on any modification of it, and did modify it, and delivered that sign. I just don't understand the whole thing. It looks like there's confusion over there.
Yes, I'm sure there is, Spencer. There's a lot of it here, and I talked to all the leaders, but it looked like there's some confusion. They didn't get the message. I think that I didn't leave any doubt about where I stood, and every single one of them at 10:30 in the morning.
Well,
and I'm sorry that a clerk...
I'm sorry I've got to go, Lynn.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Spencer. Thank you very much.
I'd heard well in advance.
Thank you.
I don't know any mouthpiece over at the White House that I've been able to rely upon in the past except my Manitos. Now, apparently, I won't be able to rely on him.
Thank you a lot, Spencer.